This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Russians are voting for a new parliament today, and the pro-Kremlin United Russia Party, led by Vladimir Putin, is going to win an overwhelming majority. The outcome is so certain, in fact, that it seems strange the authorities have risked discrediting the elections by cracking down on opposition groups and beating up protesters. So we asked NPR's Moscow reporter Gregory Pfeiffer to find out why.
Political coverage on the state-controlled national television news has been devoted almost entirely to appearances by President Vladimir Putin.
Говорю прямо, миролюбивую внешнюю политику, если мы не будем нос совать в чужие дела.
Appearing with activists from the pro-Kremlin United Russia Party earlier this week, Putin lashed out against Western countries after monitors from Europe's top elections watchdog said they weren't coming to Moscow because the authorities had obstructed their ability to observe the elections. The president said Russia needs a strong military to stop others from poking their snotty noses into the country's affairs. Such crude anti-Western rhetoric resonates among voters in newly oil-rich Russia. Opposition parties, in contrast, have been given almost no airtime. When demonstrators tried to protest in Moscow last weekend, they were beaten by riot police, and opposition leader Garry Kasparov was arrested. Outside police headquarters soon after, activists protesting Kasparov's jailing were joined by mysterious strangers, who Kasparov's supporters believe were sent by the authorities to fake provocations, enabling police to detain the real protesters. After his release from prison, Kasparov said the Kremlin is conducting such Soviet-style tactics because it fears any sign of opposition would bring its authoritarian rule crashing down.
Fear is the strongest weapon of any dictatorship. So that's why they're using such harsh measures against the leadership. Just look, we can treat them in this fashion. Don't even think about joining these guys because you also suffer.
All over Russia, billboards and flags advertise Putin and the United Russia Party, and government employees say the authorities have ordered them to vote for United Russia. Many believe the Kremlin has gone so far to ensure a majority for United Russia because the campaign hasn't really been about the parliamentary elections. Putin is United Russia's top candidate on the ballot, and supporters say the party's large victory today would give him the moral right to stay in power after his term limit as president runs out next March. Russia scholar Michael McFaul says Putin probably still hasn't decided what he'll do next year, but that he has decided he wants total victory in today's elections.
And so much so that this is now just about Putin himself and not even the party that he allegedly is heading. To do that, he's made it a war, as he said to himself, literally.
As far as the Kremlin is concerned, there is no downside to its approach, although some United Russia supporters say even they are upset by their party's heavy-handed tactics. Opposition leaders say it's more evidence United Russia's expected victory in today's parliamentary vote will seal the return of a one-party autocracy to Russia. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.